Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. This is our review of The Adam Project. My name's Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this brand new Netflix film, which dropped on March 11th around the world. It's directed by Sean Levy as he and Ryan Reynolds, the star, reunite from Free Guy from last year, one of Wayne's favorite films of the year.
I like that film.
Mistaken. It also stars Mark Ruffalo, Jennifer Walker Scobell, Catherine Keener, and Zoe Saldana. It's 106 minutes long, of course. No word on how much it cost to make, nor indeed whether it made any money back, because it just went straight to Netflix, right? Yeah. What's it about, Wayne?
Okay, so The Adam Project is about, well, Adam, and it's played by Ryan Reynolds, and he's a space pilot in 2050 who has to come backwards in time and somehow team up with his 12-year-old self and various family members on a mission to save the future.
Yep, that's pretty much
it. Right?
Straightforward. Now, this is actually the first of these Netflix Ryan Reynolds collaborations.
Has he made a Adam Sandler deal, has he?
Yeah, well, this is his third film after Six Underground.
Oh, yeah!
And Red Notice, which was a massive piece of shit.
I thought it was fun.
This one has an approval rating of 70% on Rotten Tomatoes, according to 136 critics' reviews. Average score of 6.3 out of 10. Metacritic, always harsher, goes with 54 out of 100 based on 47 critics, indicating mixed or average reviews.
Hmm.
All right then, Wayne, without any further ado, what did you think of Adam and his project?
I have to admit that I was not actually really looking forward to watching this.
Really?
No.
But it's Rara.
I know. I love
Rara. And Sean Levy.
I love Rara, but I don't really truck with PG films. I just tend to not like kids' films. They're not all kids for the PG, but I'm like,
eh. It's rated M in Australia, but it's PG-13 for sure.
Really? It looks like a PG to me, but this is good. This is good, man. I got some feels up in this motherfucker. All right.
Ooh.
So this is. So you mentioned Ryan Reynolds' deals. I believe this is the best of his three Netflix films.
Easily.
I didn't really know much of what it was about, so it's easy to walk in cold, right? But the opening space is like a dogfight at the beginning. Looks cool. So I think this film is actually
good bit of a give me some lovin' playing over the top of it. Yeah. Don't know why that would be playing in 2050.
Oh, it's a bit Guardians-y, that whole thing. But right.
They're absolutely reaching for that.
Totally. But I'll tell you, I noticed it's real nice cinematography. When like there's moments of like characters running through the woods at night, and there's like these overhead cant kind of things, which not necessarily, but very, very cool. So it's a well-shot film.
Well, yeah, it's not badly shot.
I think, it's like, it's well shot. It's, you know, it's not like amazing, but it's better than normal, I find. So the kid playing young Ryren, there's been a lot of line reads and coaching going on here because he does it perfectly. I think he sounds like Ryan Reynolds as a youngster.
Yep.
Although no one at the age of 12 would be that clever and quippy.
He wasn't ultra annoying, I will give him that.
And
that is high praise coming out of my book.
Absolutely. When the kid character is not annoying, that is already a good thing.
Yeah.
I actually like their very flyby but quick, but satisfying enough explanation of the time paradox, as is often the case in these movies.
Well, yeah, I have some real problems with the way time is displayed.
If you pull it apart, it's over sunshine.
Yeah, and I know that's, but we'll get into that in spoilers.
Absolutely. But the gags in here, because the kid is saying Ryan Reynolds-y words and lines to Ryan Reynolds, and it's funny shit, man. Like, he's looking at his body, he's like, oh, does everyone skip lat day in the future? Shit, it's funny, man. Yeah, that's good.
I got a few chuckles out of this film.
Right,
way
so
more than I would say would be par for this particular course.
You'd think so, right? So then because I was looking at it going, this is a dad film. This is like a dad, this is about your dad. And so this is aimed kind of at little boys or older boys like us.
I think it's aimed at fans of sort of Amblin entertainment from the 80s.
Yes, agree, right?
It's a little bit, it's not as harsh as those films. Like no one gets shot in the head and blood streams in their face
and no one
explodes.
Yeah, they just like kind of, it's, yeah. That's the thing that pisses me off about PG films.
I agree.
Yeah, like they have to come up with some reason why the violence isn't violent.
Heavy stupid criticism of, a stupid element, a heavy criticism of it is, we're shooting people in robot suits and they turn into motes of light.
Yes.
Why?
Now, he actually...
Why?
Yeah, we'll get into it in spoilers, but he does actually speak about... Like, he gives it a small nod and he goes, things are really different in the future.
Uh-huh.
That's what I don't know what that means, right? So that's all he did. But you know what?
We have to preserve PG-13 ratings somehow.
I know. That's why you see so many robots being fought in these kids' films, because they don't bleed.
Well, I don't think they are robots. I think
those are people
inside. Yeah.
Those are people. Yep. So yeah, anyway. But like, that's the thing that... So if that's the low point of the film, the high point for me is how... You've got this essentially asshole-ish Ryan Reynolds character who's being cruel to his younger... Not cruel, but he's like being a dick to his younger
self.
And then you have these moments where he's looking at his young mother and he's watching her cry, and then you see it on his face, and then he's, you know, him basically relating to his family. Really, I actually got that. I'm like...
He already had that though, because he said to her...
No, but he didn't...
We've got to be careful here, we're getting spoiled.
I know, but I'm saying that like their exposure of him being a real person, other than just a guy who's got fast lines, worked for me. Sure. Sometimes it doesn't work, but that one did. And I'm like, all right, good. And I think the fact that they're bantering back and forth with each other, like the idea that you could go back in time to your 12-year-old self and ask him shit and figure out things about yourself.
You wouldn't ask him anything. You would tell him everything.
You'd tell him everything.
The 12-year-old would ask.
Which is what's happening here, but until he starts leaning the other way. And I'm like, wouldn't you love to do that, Paul? Wouldn't you love to go back and talk to the 12-year-old dude and say, listen, stop chasing bitches or something, right? Just like...
Invest in Apple.
Yes, invest in Apple. All those things, right? So
Yahoo is good for a while.
Exactly. Get out. And also Amazon early. So, yeah. But yeah, I actually really liked it, man. So what did you think?
I thought it was good. It wasn't great. There's too many problems from a script point of view and from really badly developed character point of views.
Mm, really?
Not Ryan Reynolds and his younger self, but pretty much anyone else in the film gets very short thrift, particularly women.
Well, it's an 90-minute
The women
film.
Characters in this film, no, it's 106 minutes.
106, whatever.
Yeah, the women characters in this movie are not well portrayed nor set up. Jennifer Garner's the thankless widow. Zoe Saldana is the thankless girlfriend, and Catherine Keener is the thankless baddie, who you get no indication whatsoever.
Thankless baddie.
Whatsoever about why she's doing what she's doing. There's not one whit of an explanation.
Yep. There's
real script problems.
There's a shortfall there, but I think this is why I say it's a guy film, right? I'm sorry, ladies. It's a guy film. Or boy film, rather. Well,
because it's a sci-fi time travel adventure, women can enjoy those too.
No, absolutely. But if you're looking for a character to identify with here, you probably won't find it, ladies.
No, that's right. Because it's a weakness of the script and the film.
Well, do you say...
Come on, you cannot defend the women roles in this movie. They're terrible.
No, but I'm not trying to. Like, I think that if you're writing a movie, you've got a story to tell and it's your main thing, right? Sometimes supporting characters, which you think happen to be women, but I think there's men like that too.
There's one.
Yeah. Okay, but there's two women. Or three.
No, three. Thank you.
All right, fine. This whole Bechdel test thing can go suck my dick, right? It's fucking pathetic. It has nothing to do with fucking art. If your art just doesn't happen to feature women, it doesn't mean it's bad art, okay? It's just how it is.
Sure, I get it. Not all art has to have equal representation gender-wise, but if you've got a whole film which is about women in the sense of it's driving the protagonist's characters, I think they need to be better fleshed out.
Is it what's primarily driving him, though? Oh, I suppose the wife. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. No, I'm not saying that it's completely out like of what you're saying, but...
That's it.
The point is to entertain you, and sometimes you don't want to get stuck in the weeds, you know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah, I did enjoy the... the very frequent nods to Star Wars.
Oh, dude, it was awesome. Is this Disney, right?
No, it's not
Disney.
I don't know how they got away with this.
It was a lightsaber.
They literally used the word lightsaber.
I know.
It's in the trailer, that one, so that's not a spoiler in that regard. Yeah, I liked the back and forth. I liked the banter. I did laugh quite a bit. The resolution is overly simplistic, and I had problems with the time travel. But was I entertained? Yes.
See? Yeah. I think that's all you... That's
therefore,
all you
really... it's much, much better than the piece of shit Red Notice, and much, much better than Six Underground.
Six Underground is a horse bag of shit.
Like, I like Six Underground more than Red Notice. But
God!
Anyway. And I think Ryan Reynolds is a little less Ryan Reynolds-y here, maybe because half of those lines are going to his younger version self.
Yes, and also, he's got a bit of an edge. He's not just being the hey guy. You know, he's actually kind of like, I have a mission here. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of...
A little bit
cool.
of pathos behind what he's doing.
By the way...
Yeah, recommended.
Absolutely. Fight scene's good. Fight scene's good. Car chase is good. Very well filmed. I like them. So this is a good enough action movie.
All right, well, that is our non-spoiler review. Then Wayne likes it more than I do. Mm. Shock horror.
Hey, I didn't like Six Underflaps.
Yeah. But we'll get into the particulars and some of the more specific issues, as well as good bits about the Adam Project on the other side of Jack.
You can't handle the truth.
And the truth is, it must be very weird to meet...
Your younger self?
I think your older self. Your younger self, you know what's coming. You know exactly who you were at that particular point in time. You're coming back to go, all right. And not that he's coming back to do that. He happens to stumble across him and therefore I'll go home where I know everything is so I can heal myself after being shot and whatever
Absolutely.
Else. Heal myself, you know what I mean? Patch myself up.
But he asks like Ryan Reynolds, like, when did these muscles come in?
Yeah.
And I was wondering, do you think he's also wondering... When do I get hair on my balls, old Adam?
It probably is.
He probably does.
It's funny you should mention that, Wayne, because we have recently partnered up with Manscaped.
Manscaped!
To launch or help them launch their brand new 4.0 lawnmower.
Lawnmower 4.0, that's right.
Yeah. Now, we have been granted a pack of this.
We've got the samples of this.
And we've both been able to try this out.
Right.
Real life experience here.
Absolutely.
Blown away. by the performance, I have to say.
Yes, people, in case you're wondering, there's a build quality on these things that I wasn't expecting, okay? The button that you hit is not sort of it's a flush, it's like an electronic feeling, high-end fucking item.
Wayne loves the wireless charging as well.
Wireless charging, people!
And you can use this in the shower so you create less mess and all the rest of it, because it is waterproof.
Yes, waterproof. And, quick question for you, Paul. A lot of head on there for you?
Of course, as a white man, right? I have hair up the way,
right?
Literally.
I'm half Asian, but also half white. So, you know, there's more than you would want down there. So.
I was really impressed by the performance there, and it's got this advanced skin-safe technology.
Ah.
So I didn't have to worry about getting nicks and uncomfortableness and all that comes with that. And I can tell you in the past, when I've given this a try, that absolutely has happened. So,
really?
Yeah.
See, there's this, it's a ceramic blade. I noticed this. It's a white blade. Yep. So it's less likely to hack your ball sack. And as a result, it's got a light as well to light up your
taint. Which helps a lot. So
fucking fantastic.
Here is then what we would suggest that you do, men. And ladies, if you're listening and you want to
get something for your boy.
For your boy out there, or guys, if your boyfriend wants you're thinking it's time to be a little bit weed whacked in that particular area.
That's right.
Head over to manscaped.com and once there, enter the code CDPC20.
That's right.
When you're making your order, and that will get you 20% off and free shipping.
That's right. It's just something you owe yourself, people.
Exactly.
Okay.
CDPC20. All right. Wayne, you said you thought the film looked really good.
Yes.
And you liked the kind of way it all played out. Did you not think Zoe Saldana's character, Laura, got fridged?
What does fridged mean?
Fridged means when a female character gets killed just to motivate the male to do what he needs to do.
Well, to be honest with you, Paul, she may have gotten killed, but she lived on in the past. Like, when they go back to it. So, like, she's, yes, okay, the character was, but you know what? Would you have been happier if she survived that?
I would like to have just joined the mission back.
Yeah, but then here's the thing about movie. It's father-son, right? It's total father-son.
Yep.
And you put a chick in there, now it's less about that movie. You're strange
in the
brief.
Garner again, getting the thankless widow
role. Well, I thought that she...
So thank God they didn't go the Back to the Future route and have her start making eyes at Ryan Reynolds as an
adult. Dude, that was a really fucking, like, so okay, so that, let's talk about this scene, okay? There's a scene where Ryan Reynolds gets into a, sorry, he's in a bar, she walks in, she wants to get a wine.
What are the odds?
What are the odds? She looks over, there's Ryan Reynolds, okay? And I'm like, oh, is this going to get weird?
Yeah.
Is she going to try and fuck her son, right? Because I hate that kind of porn.
Mm-hmm.
So it's stupid. I don't believe people want it. I can't believe there's so much of it out there. Anyway.
Bingo.
What have you ever got to answer for?
It's fucking gross, isn't it? Yeah. Sorry. Yes. So, but then they don't go that way with the scene, Paul. See, it actually ends up being this beautiful scene where she's even talking about how, you know, I've got a son. It's not sexy shit. They're not talking about sexy shit. And I believe the way she played it on some level, she's going, that looks like a grown-up version of my son. Moms know what their kids look like, man. She'll recognize
dads,
his
dads
eyes.
Dads don't. Although, to be fair.
The dad recognizes it straight away.
Straight away. Adam?
Yeah, straight up. I think that was good, too, because I don't know.
We cut down 5 minutes of the movie around the whole trying to convince him that I'm your son thing, which was good.
Yes, exactly. Plus, if you saw your daughter at the age of whatever, 25 or 30, whatever, right?
Would not compute.
You wouldn't compute, but you'd...
I don't think so.
You'd recognize her on some level. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. Look, I'm not a parent, so
it's a fantasy.
I'm guessing you motherfuckers could do that. But no, that was cool. And even when he's looking through the window at seeing her, she steps out of the house and she starts crying, and you just see his face, and you're like, yeah, see, this is.
He had already realized though, because he'd already said to Adam, young Adam,
yeah,
you don't know what she's been through, and you'll wake up every morning sick to your stomach about the way you treated that woman
right.
in future. That was before all that happened.
Yes, but so then you see it like that.
Yeah, I know, but it's not a revelation to him. He's trying to help mum out.
But I'm connecting with the character by seeing him hurt like that.
Yes.
So he does it over and over quite well in this show. And that bit where he meets his dad and then punches him, the second I saw that, I'm like, whoever wrote this is playing on that thing, because every boy, no matter how much you love your dad, there's some level where he disappointed you, or there's some, usually there's a bone, some bone to pick someone has. Not a massive one, not a huge one. Sometimes, yes, sometimes no, but it's a parent thing, okay? So him hitting his dad is like, oh my God, I wonder what that did for all the kids who have dad problems. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, ooh, he did that because he wanted to. And then later on they fight, okay, you're angry with him because he died, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of shit. So it's like, this is actually quite a, it's a dad film. It's a dad film. So. And hence I like it.
I did forget to mention, written by Jonathan Tropper, T.S. Nowlan, Jennifer Flackett, and Mark Levin. This was originally pitched in 2012 as a Tom Cruise vehicle.
Really?
Yeah. Fell into development hell before Netflix picked it up and got it made. So that's interesting enough. Now, the time travel, Wayne.
Mm. Mm.
Go on, so Paul. In this universe, changing the past affects the future.
Well, explain it, Paul, because he said there, he goes like, you know, so the kid tries to do that. There's always that moment in like, explain it. And then Ryan Reynolds says, well, the conventional wisdom is you're out of your timeline. You can do whatever you want, but those things are relative to you. Then when you return to your timeline, your memories align and you forget that you were ever in a different timeline. That's what he said.
I missed that part. Did he say all that?
Yeah, he said it in one sentence.
Anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
They establish when, of course, whatever her name is, Saurian, shoots herself effectively thanks to the magnetization of the core going off the nuclear accelerator or particle accelerator, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, by the way?
Yeah. Then she just disappears. She winks at it, basically is gone.
Right.
Doesn't everything just cease to happen at that moment? Everything? Because she's the one that drove everything.
Yes, Paul. Everything does. Right. Yes, it does. But, you know, it's a movie. I know, you're right.
Or the fact that, has no one read Ray Bradbury's Sound of Thunder? Where, you know, you go back in time and you step on a butterfly in prehistoric times and that completely changes the entire world. Laura's been living for 4 years. Sure, off the grid. I don't care.
Okay, all right. That, on that point, you're definitely right. And yes, everything either changes or disappears. Yes. All right? Because she's not there to drive it anymore, so it could have been a different outcome. But what Ryan Reynolds does, in that same scene where he explains it, the kid goes, is there a multiverse? Straight up fucking Disney in, right? Like, sort of marveling, right? And Ryan Reynolds goes, no, there's no multiverse like this. And he goes, this, and basically what he's doing is he's sort of making it very linear, as in, if you went into a different time zone of your own, you could pretty much do whatever you want there and come back and it's all good. That's what he said by saying that memories align thing. So, while you're right,
I am right.
It's still
doesn't hold.
Yeah, in this, if you went too far with it.
I also don't believe that Dad, Mark Ruffalo's character, would have died because now Saurian's dead, and I think that happens there for him. That's the reality for him.
That's your sequel, Paul Pizzullo.
He's not getting into a car and at the exact same time get hit by whatever car he gets hit by, and yet we flash forward to the future and Ryan Reynolds is still picking up Laura and is clearly the same person. So,
either that, Paul, or some Back to the Future shit happens where Ryan writes a note to his dad and puts that shit somewhere he can find it.
That could happen too.
And then the dad rips it and later on he puts tape together. You know, Doc Brown. So anyway, yes. So, but that's what the sequel is for. What the sequel will be.
No, I get that you're not meant to think too hard about it, but I just think this film tries to establish its own laws and then very quickly breaks them and just says, don't worry, you had fun, didn't you?
Absolutely. But may I ask you, have you ever seen a time travel film which gives that to you?
I think Back to the Future is the best example of a well-handled time travel
because it's consistent.
Yes.
Fair enough. All right. Cool.
And you probably get down to other films like Primer, which is very hard to follow, a very low-budget sci-fi film where it very much keeps with its universe and the way the rules that it establishes as well. But at a big budget level, at an extravaganza level, no one's done it better than Back to the Future. No one's done it worse than the Avengers Endgame.
Really?
Yeah, that is like, fuck everything. We just want to do what we're going to do.
No,
don't think about
they
it.
They went with the streams, with the multiverse, the streams. Yeah, you know?
Yep.
Ah, well. All right. Fantastic.
Well, all right. Well, that's basically the points that I wanted to make. Overall, then, to wrap this one up, this is a solid, entertaining Netflix film. You do far worse than sticking it on with the family.
Agreed.
I also hated, I should mention, the PG-13-ification of it. Like, just why can't that just be shot and why do they have to dissipate into light?
Yeah, they don't have to like blood blowing out of them. But no, just,
we definitely don't need
this
that.
This is it. Like, this is kid shit, man. It's like that. That's why I don't like it. By the way, there's a scene where there's like a zoom, boom up, like kind of groovy kind of shot to the kid and he goes, showtime, Spanky. And it cuts straight to Ryan Reynolds on the floor as an adult going, no.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that shit's funny.
And he gets knocked out straight away.
I know, but it's so funny. Like, no, we don't do any lame shit like that. Nope.
Yeah, little things annoyed me, and don't think too hard about and you'll have a good enough time. Is it going to change life? No.
No. Never's going to.
Is this
going to
be on anyone's top 10 list of the year? No. But it's fun, and that's therefore worthwhile. I recommend. I'm giving this a 63.
Okay. I liked it very much, and I like very much that they ended on the meet cute with Ryan and Zoe. So that was quite a nice.
Or, you know, whatever his name, Adam
whatever
and Laura.
Whatever their names are. Those two. 76.
Whoa.
Yeah, liked it. Liked it. For what it's supposed to do, these kind of movies don't usually interest me, but this one did a lot for me, given that I wasn't interested. So you see, expectations fall.
I said this won't be anyone's top 10 list of the year, but maybe it's going to sneak onto Wayne's with the score.
Once again,
76.
The score doesn't matter to me. And so they're just going to pull to shake his head.
I'd shake my head, I do. And look, you can lead back what you thought about this particular film, or indeed the podcast in general, via our website, thecountdownpodcast.com, and you can find all links to all our socials that are there, as including the Facebook community link is in the show notes, and that's where you can get involved in the conversations about all things film, TV, and the countdown.
Damn right.
Thanks so much for joining us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
Vindication!
When Wayne...
I was wondering what the hell you're going to do with that.
Deal loves the shit out of a film despite all its flaws.
Hey, it's my ring.
That's John Lennon's reaction. All right, we'll catch you next time. See ya.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. This is fuck. Sorry. Sorry.
It's not a fuck.
Yeah.
It's called the Adam Project, really.
Yeah, it is.
I guess we know what Wayne thinks about it now. All right, you ready?
Here we go.